Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show and our very special edition on online safety. I think the last two music cues were very well chosen by your erstwhile host. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Mission Impossible. These are issues and subjects and topics that relate to online safety. It's not impossible, and it can be good, and it can be bad, and it can be very ugly. And that's why we're talking about online safety with Dabney Port and Britt McCallion, who are with us, have been for the whole show. And we have a special guest right now, Chaka Armstrong, who is the co-founder of Digital Shepherds, a nonprofit organization focusing on internet safety and digital literacy through hands-on workshops where they actually teach students, parents, educators, and senior citizens how to get the best out of the internet and mobile tech while avoiding the worst. Chaka is also a husband and father to three teens. Oh, boy. Good luck. And applies a little social media ninja magic for Fox Channel 11 in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show, Chaka.
Hey, Bruce. Thank you for having me on today.
It's a pleasure. And I know Dabney and Britt know you well, and they want to get your whole thing about digital shepherds and what you can add to what we're talking about.
Yeah, Chaka, I really would love to hear about why you started Digital Shepherds and kind of how you are different in terms of educating people about online safety.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. We started, my wife and I started Digital Shepherds in 2009, both actually having kind of different experiences that kind of drove us to the same place. I've worked in television news for about 15 years and spent the last 10 years of that working in investigative news as an editor. So basically, I've had to edit so many of those stories that you see on the news that detail how people have used the internet and connected technologies to take advantage of our children.
Hmm.
And I mean, I've seen things and seen video that I, you know, it's like the whole thing, what has been seen cannot be unseen. I've been the one that has had to blur and deal with some of these images that you guys would see on air that have been sanitized, and I've had to see a lot of that footage. And it's very unfortunate, and, you know, working in the news a long time, you kind of get jaded a little bit. But the one thing that I've never become jaded about is anything having to do with children, and in this case, predation. And so doing that for so long, you know, one day I just was like, you know, this has got to stop. I'm a tech geek. I'm the one in the family that everybody calls when they have a computer issue. My wife was telling people about how our children can't do anything on the computer when they were younger without us knowing about it, same with their cell phones. And so my wife would be at, you know, functions and talking to other women, and they'd go, you know, hey, can your husband come over and do that at my house?
Can you do it at my house?
Yeah, sure, please.
Turns out we're neighbors. This is the amazing thing about social media. I've known this guy for ages, and we live about 10 minutes apart from each other, and we didn't know till now.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, now you can be BFFs.
You betcha.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's, you know, that's what drove us to start Digital Shepherds. That and my daughter had a little experience where a friend of hers said, hey, let's go walk down the street. They were going to, you know, walk to the end of our block. There's a Coffee Bean there and some other eateries, and they were going to go. And the young lady did not tell my daughter until they got halfway down the block that she was actually going down there to meet some boy that she'd met on MySpace, I believe it was at the time.
Wow.
And so my daughter, you know, thank God, we just have a really good relationship, a really strong bond, and she called my wife and said, Mom, what do I do? You know, this young lady, whose name, we'll keep her anonymous here, said, you know, she's meeting this boy, and we don't know who he is. And so my wife's like, you know, hold on, I'll be right there. My wife walked, you know, ran down the block, grabs my daughter. And then we took this other young lady in front of her parents and said, hey, do you know what's going on? And the woman said, the young girl says, well, do you know, she's getting in trouble. She tries to deflect by saying, do you know your daughter has a MySpace page? And I'm thinking, wait. I'm a geek. My daughter has a MySpace page, and I didn't know about this.
Wow.
So I spent an evening when I found out about this. I knew somebody had been on MySpace, but our home is like the neighborhood hangout. And I have, like, surrogate daughters. There are some young ladies in the area who, you know, don't have fathers in their lives, and I've kind of become dad, and they're a little older. So I knew that others who it was okay had been on MySpace. And so I went in, and I, you know, got into the cookies, found my daughter's password.
What's a cookie? What's a cookie?
Oh, a cookie is a little piece of software, if you will, that's left on your computer to let a website know that you've been there before. It kind of saves preferences. So when you come back to a website, you know, you've closed your browser, you come back the next day and it says, "Welcome back, Bruce." That's because there's a little piece of software that's stored on your computer that lets your computer know that you were there yesterday or another time.
Got it. Okay.
So I went back into that information. I got into my daughter's MySpace account, and I played paintball, do MilSim games. And I took this picture of me looking like a general, and I took her picture down and put my picture up on her MySpace page.
I love it.
And then great. I left that up while she was sleeping. So when she gets up in the morning, being the girly girl she is, she always has to check the weather so she can know how she has to dress. And so when she moved the mouse to look at the weather, the screen woke up, and it was her MySpace with my picture on it saying, Daddy's very disappointed in you. We're going to talk about this.
Ooh, that is so great.
Now, she'd only had 9 views on her profile, so this was obviously not something she was, this was not a big deal. Probably a friend kind of pushed her into it, and she said, okay, because we found out she did it at somebody else's house. So she wasn't even really using the page. It was just the thing that she thought she could get away with it. And for my wife, that really solidified her wanting to start Digital Shepherds. So it was kind of a mixture of those elements that got us started.
Oh, I just love that story. That is so cool. I want that picture. You got to email me that picture.
Well, you should see when my wife tells that story at our workshops and seminars, all the moms are like on the edge of their seat. Because my wife tells it so much better than I do.
Yeah, but she at that point, though, she holds on to you a lot tighter. She doesn't want any of those moms because they want you in their home.
Yeah. Well, I'm that's why we do our seminars, because it's mostly moms. Fortunately, but unfortunately, because I'd love to see more dads out. It's mostly moms that come to our seminars. And what differentiates Digital Shepherds from other internet safety organizations when we go out and do our workshops is, look, I've seen tons of great information online, but the problem is there are parents who, A, don't have the time to go online, don't take the time to go online, don't have the savvy to find this information, don't even know that there are parental controls for an Xbox 360. So the online information isn't doing that group of parents any good.
There are?
So our workshops, I actually bring
there are parental controls for an Xbox 360?
There are Xbox 360's parental controls are so fabulous, it's incredible. Make your head spin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I bring an Xbox 360, a PlayStation 3, a Wii. I bring a Windows PC and a Mac PC, and I actually show parents how to configure parental controls on all those devices. I show them websites, back when Chat Roulette was the scourge of the internet, I was telling them what Chat Roulette was and showing them, so that they actually have this information, and it's demystified.
Shaka, we're almost out of time. This is incredibly valuable. Where can our listeners find you? Come to a seminar. Ask more questions.
They can first. The first place they can get in touch with us is through our website, digitalshepherds.com. That's the traditional spelling of shepherds, shepherds.com. We have a Facebook fan page. You can search Digital Shepherds, and we're on on Twitter at @dshepherds.
Excellent. Shaka, so great to actually speak with you. Next,
thank you.
I want to get together really soon. Please, let's do that.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Shaka.
And
Britt and Dabney, thank you
us.
For having me on and inviting me as well. I appreciate that.
Very valuable. Really, really terrific. We will be back with some closing takeaways from both Dabney Port and Britt McCallion on the Bruce Salen Show, so stay tuned for our continuation and finale on online safety.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum.
Joy.